to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'd like to do is pick up on the information that I was presenting last Wednesday. What does that mean? Well, it means that I had so much information that I wanted to share with you, I realized that I couldn't get it all done. As a matter of fact, I recall on Wednesday's show, somewhere in the third segment, I said that I would get you some information on goal setting, that goal setting is an important component of what you need to be able to do as a real estate investor. And because I was focusing on all of the other information out there, I never got to it. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to pick up where I left off from Wednesday's show. And if you recall Wednesday's show, if you were listening to me on that day, or maybe you heard the show through the podcast, I was talking about the things that you need to have in your tool bag as a real estate investor in order to be successful. And I'll just recap for you. The most important thing is an education. You must obtain a qualified education in how to invest in real estate. And make sure that when you obtain this education, it is focused on the right type of real estate. There are a lot of different ways to invest in real estate. There's a lot of ways that we don't endorse at Lifestyles Unlimited because they don't necessarily work out. We have found that the best way to invest in real estate is to invest into single family and multifamily properties, properties that produce cash flow, properties that give you the opportunity to capture equity, properties that have the ability to appreciate over time, properties that, when leveraged correctly, also help you to build equity through a form of principal pay down. In other words, when you make the monthly mortgage payment on that property, a portion of that payment goes to principal and the rest goes to interest. The principal actually pays down, thereby helping to increase the equity that you have in the property. And of course, the real reason that I like real estate investing is that there's a lot of tax advantages to it. There are real estate entities out there that would tell you that flipping is investing. And we don't follow that model at Lifestyles Unlimited. We find that flipping is the equivalent of doing a job. And when you look at how you're taxed when you flip property, you pay a lot more in taxes than if you had acquired that property, renovated that property, and then turned it into a wonderful rental property for somebody that will become essentially a great customer of yours and help you to build your real estate empire. I mean, it's really as simple as that. The other thing we don't like about flipping is that if you start flipping, you're essentially trying to capitalize on market velocity. You're trying to get into a property, you're trying to fix it up, and you're, you know, hoping that that property will value much higher than what you acquired it for and what you did to renovate the property. Now, I'm not telling you that you can't flip. I'm not telling you that. I would never tell you that you can't do anything. The concern I have is this. The people that I know that flip, they've essentially created a job for themselves. In other words, the flipping process has become an endeavor for them. They are out there looking for properties. They're renovating the properties. They're trying to get the properties on the market. They're trying to get those properties staged. They're trying to get the top dollar for the property. And if they don't have the right buyer come along, a lot of those profits can be eroded because of the holding cost of the property. And there is no resident in that property to pay you a monthly rent, thereby creating cash flow for you. You're merely investing for the potential short-term appreciation of that property. It's just the way it is. I do know people that have flipped properties that have made a lot of money, and then they turn around and they pay a lot of that money that they earned back to the government in the form of taxes. You know, you're taxed at an ordinary tax rate. You're also subject to self-employment taxes. In other words, you get to pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare. And when you add up all the taxes, it really can erode into the profit margin. So we don't promote flipping at Lifestyles Unlimited. We promote the buy and hold strategy. We promote, you know, it's kind of boring to be honest with you, but what it does for you is it allows you to build up your asset base. It allows you to start generating cash flow, and that cash flow you can use to offset the income that you earn from the job that you're doing right now. And I know a lot of you out there are working for somebody else. You're trading time for money. I know a lot of you are also self-employed. And if you're self-employed, you know the challenges of running the business. It requires your time. It requires your effort. I mean, if you recall the interview I had with Daryl on Tuesday, that's how he started out in life. He started out trying to be the entrepreneur. He started out being the self-employed guy. And business model after business model wound up failing him to the point where he finally said, I can't do this anymore. I'm actually going to have to go find myself a career. He found himself a career, but the key thing was this. He never lost that entrepreneurial spirit. So when he found Lifestyles Unlimited, he was already positioned to be successful, and he's been very successful. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into those other things that I think you need to have in your tool bag in order to be a successful real estate investor.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm talking about things that you need to have in your toolkit, things that we as real estate investors rely on in order to stay focused, in order to do a great job of investing in real estate. And if you recall Wednesday's show, I was very emphatic that you have to have a mentor. At Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the services that we provide is dedicated mentoring. So for individuals like myself that decide that they want to have dedicated mentors available to them. So I have mentors in the single family space. I have mentors in the multifamily space, and they're available to me anytime I need them to discuss anything real estate related. It's the service that we provide. So the other thing that you must do is you must build a quality team of people around you. Now, if you recall yesterday's show with Isaac and Carolina, you'll recall that they live all the way over in Miami, yet all of their investment properties are in Houston, Texas. That's a pretty long swim if you think about it. You know, Miami's down at the tip of Florida. Houston is along the Gulf Coast. So, yeah, I guess there's other ways to get there, but that's a long way to go. And by developing a quality team of individuals that provide relevant services to them, they have been very successful investing in real estate. If you haven't heard the shows this week, what you need to do is this. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, there is a tab called radio. And if you click on that radio tab, what it will do for you is it will give you access to all of our real estate investor radio shows. It gives you everything that we do so that, you know, if you miss a show, you can get caught up. You can also find us on those different apps. I happen to use Spotify when I want to listen to the podcast. I know it's available on TuneIn. I know it's available on iHeart. I'm not promoting those platforms. I'm just saying that it's available out there. So all you need to do is look for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and it will populate. Also, don't forget about the Del Walmsley Radio Show, because Del does his national show, and that is available for you too. But what I'm going to get into now, I think, is very important. This is something that I learned to do when I was in the military. And it is the concept of goal setting. It is the concept of figuring out where you want to be somewhere down the line. Now, there are a lot of different methodologies out there with regards to goal setting. I mean, you may follow a certain practice where you work. I mean, you may be involved in deliberate goal setting for the business's, you know, intended path forward, and to develop those objectives based on those goals and do the long-term planning and things like that. So what I'm going to share with you is what works for me. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use what I'm going to provide you. You don't. You absolutely don't have to use this. It's just a tool that's in my tool bag that I use to keep myself on track. It allows me to forecast where I'm trying to get to. So what am I getting at? Well, I do goal setting based on long-term, short-term, and near-term objectives. In other words, a long-term concept or a long-term goal for me is something that I will accomplish in the next 5 years. A short-term goal is something that I will accomplish in the next year. And a near-term goal is something that I want to accomplish in, say, within the next 90 days. And these goals are nested within themselves. So in other words, the short-term goals that I develop, the ones where, you know, I plan to accomplish them within the next year, they're nested within the long-term goal. So it's part of how I strategize. It's the way I was taught. It's the way I learned it. And I'll tell you what, it works well for me. But there's a concept out there with regards to goal setting. And it's a concept that many industries use. It is taught at Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at one of the courses that we have available on goal setting, because I wanted to get some additional intel to make sure that I'm giving you everything that you need to hear. And it's called SMART, S-M-A-R-T, SMART. It is an acronym for goal setting. And essentially what it means is this: goals must be specific. Goals must be measurable. They must be attainable. They must be realistic, and they must be timely or time, depending on whose version you look at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some of the specifics about SMART goal setting and give you some examples of what is an effective goal or a non-effective goal. So when it comes to goals, like I said before, they have to be specific. Now, an example of a non-specific goal is something like this: I want to make money investing in real estate. Yeah, that goal provides no direction about how or where money will be made. It's very vague, and a vague goal is going to not get you anywhere very fast. To make that concept a specific goal, let me give you an example of a specific long-term goal. I want to purchase 10 single-family rental properties in the next 5 years that generate enough cash flow to replace my current annual income. That is very specific, and it provides a timeline of when it will be achieved. See the difference there? Yeah, you have to be very focused on what it is you're trying to achieve. Let me give you another one here. Goals, they have to be measurable. That's the M in the SMART. A measurable goal is something that can be quantified, like a specific number of properties that will be purchased, or maybe it focuses on the cash on cash return on investment that you as an investor expects to receive. So let me give you the one that is not measurable upfront. So this would be an example of an unmeasurable goal. I want to be the best real estate investor in my area. Now, that goal is unmeasurable because it really doesn't mean anything. The best investor could be the one who owns the most properties or the one who has the most monthly income. So let's give you an example of a measurable short-term goal. I want to purchase 3 investment properties within the next 12 months that provide a positive cash flow of $400 each. Now that is measurable. It is quantifiable. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the rest of the SMART concept. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the tools that you need to have in your tool bag. These are tools that will help you to become an effective real estate investor. I don't care if you have no experience. I don't care if you have some experience. I don't care if you have a lot of experience. Sitting down and setting goals for where you want to be in the future is paramount to your success. See, if you don't do that, you'll just blindly go forward and not look for investments that meet your investing criteria. That's the way it is. I mean, you're going to go just willy-nilly, just, you know, literally throwing darts at a dartboard, hoping you hit a bullseye. Goal setting is a process that allows you to figure out what you're trying to achieve so that when you put your business plan into action, you will have the framework already laid out for what it is you're trying to acquire, what it is you're trying to invest in, what it is, you know, you'll be able to look at a particular deal and analyze that deal and determine whether or not that deal fits your investing criteria. It all starts with your goals, which turns into objectives, which turns into a strategy. Anyhow, what I was talking about is this concept of SMART. Now, SMART is an acronym that defines what goals should be. And just to recap that a little bit, SMART stands for specific. It stands for measurable. We covered those two in the last segment. It also stands for attainable. It stands for realistic. And it stands for timed or timely. And we're going to talk about those in this segment here. So in order for a goal to be a good goal, it has to be attainable. Creating unattainable goals only sets you up for failure, and it could negatively impact your desire to try again in the future. We don't want you to do that. We don't want you to go down a path where you're trying to achieve unattainable goals. Let me give you an example of an unattainable goal. I want to capture $100,000 of equity on my first real estate transaction. Now, while it might be possible to capture $100,000 of equity on a real estate transaction, it's not likely to happen when you consider the price range of properties we invest in as Lifestyles Unlimited members. I mean, we're looking for properties in the around the $150,000 price range, all fixed up. Now, in some areas, that number can go up a little bit. Maybe it's closer to $200,000. We don't concern ourselves so much with that. But when you think about that, if you're trying to acquire a property and capture $100,000 worth of equity and the after repair value of that property, meaning all fixed up, it's worth $150,000 in the neighborhood, you're going to have to get into a deal where you acquire a property for very little money and you will be able to rehabilitate that property for very little money. You're going to have to keep everything below $50,000. That is not attainable. It's actually not realistic either, but we're talking about unattainable goals. Let me give you an example of an attainable near-term goal. I want to acquire a single-family property that will provide at least $400 a month in positive cash flow and allow me to capture $25,000 in equity. That's an attainable goal because when you follow the Lifestyles Unlimited model, you find that there are many properties available in the marketplace right now that have the ability to produce that result. Is it kind of sinking in? I know it's sinking in for you guys. Well, let's get into the R. Let's get into the realistic thing. Goals have to be realistic. An unrealistic goal, well, it's like I mentioned in the unattainable stuff. They're kind of intertwined. They go hand in hand together. However, an unrealistic goal goes beyond out of reach and into the absolute impossible territory. Let me give you an example of what I think is an unrealistic goal. I want to quit my job and start investing in real estate that will immediately replace my income. I'll tell you what, no matter how motivated you are, real estate investing is a marathon sport. It is not a sprint. You'll need time to educate yourself and, you know, sit down and work on your goals and your objectives, and then start buying properties one at a time until you can build up your business to where it could replace your income. So let me give you an example of what I consider a realistic near-term goal. I will obtain a proper education in real estate investing and obtain my first investment property within the next 90 days that will allow me to start offsetting my salary. Now that's realistic. And the final component of SMART is this: goals must be timed. Now, many real estate investors work for themselves. I mean, I work for myself. All of my colleagues at Lifestyles Unlimited, they work for themselves. So timing can be critical. By setting timed check-ins, you as the investor can ensure you're meeting your goals. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me go back to giving you an example of what I consider is a untimed or a non-timely goal. I want to call as many real estate agents as possible. Yeah, that goal isn't timed because there's no end date. In this goal, I mean, is it a daily goal? Is it a weekly goal? A lifetime goal? In addition to it not being timed, it's also not measured. It's unmeasurable. So you're seeing how these goals kind of tie into each other. So let me give you the example of what I think is a timed goal. By the end of the month, I want to contact 20 real estate agents to determine if they should be added to my team. Now that goal right there is both timed and it's measurable. So what I'm getting at is that when you build your goals, when you determine what it is you're trying to do, using the acronym SMART is just another tool in your tool bag that will assist you with determining whether or not you're writing good or effective goals. You know, goals that are specific, that are measurable, that are attainable, that are realistic and timed or timely. And many of you, I'm just going to say it, many of you think you can skip this exercise. But the truth is this, that if you set effective goals, that is crucial to your being successful. And it's the first step. It really is. From there, you need to develop a strategy to accomplish your goals. Those are called objectives, things that you are trying to achieve along the way. For many of you, that means formulating maybe a business plan or some other form of planning that gives you the roadmap forward. Now, fortunately for you, Lifestyles Unlimited, well, we have all of these resources. When we teach you how to invest correctly in real estate, we go through all of this stuff. We help you sit down and figure out where it is you want to go. What is it you're trying to achieve? We have a lot of things that we essentially have you figure out because you need to know this information in order to effectively set your goals. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into what those things are. Back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices. that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about goal setting, and there's some additional information that you need to sit down and figure out and basically know the answers to before you even try and set your goals on paper. I mean, this is important stuff. And a lot of you are thinking, wow, what is it? Where's it going to go now? Well, I'm just going to go right into where we need to be. Resources. What type of resources do you have available to you to invest in real estate? Now, I'll be right up front with you and tell you the methodology that we teach and that we practice as Lifestyles Unlimited members is not a no money down program. We do not teach those techniques. And the reason we don't teach those techniques is we find them to be ineffective. We find that if you over leverage a property, you can have problems down the road. And some of those problems, those immediate problems, might be that the property is not able to cash flow enough money. The other component is you may have difficulty obtaining a loan on the property because most lenders want you to have equity in that investment. They do. So you have to sit down and figure out, where do I have money? Where can I tap into money? So let me just give you some examples of places where you may have money available to you. I mean, the first one is pretty obvious. You know, your checking and savings accounts. I've met a lot of members that keep a lot of money in their savings accounts. And the reason they do that is because when the right deal comes along, they want to be positioned correctly to be able to go after that deal. So what they tend to do is they tend to liquidate some of their other investments and they move that money into cash. So depending on where you're at in cash, you just need to know where you're at. What do you have in your checking accounts? What do you have in your savings accounts? What do you have stuffed under the mattress? Something else you need to consider are stocks and bonds. Maybe you're invested in mutual funds. Maybe you have money in those types of accounts. Maybe you're looking at the stock market and going, wow, record highs in the NASDAQ. The Dow, I haven't looked today, but the Dow was doing pretty good last time I looked. Maybe now's the time to divest those investments and move it into cash. Another area you need to look at is your 401k or your IRA or your SEP or your simple, which really isn't very simple, or your 403b or your TSP or any of those accounts that are out there that are called retirement accounts. Really, from our perspective, they're nothing but glorified savings accounts. So you need to look at, what money do you have in there? And one of the things you may want to consider is, would you divest those accounts? In other words, take all the money out of those accounts. You would pay taxes. You would potentially pay a penalty depending on your situation. Or would you consider investing in real estate in those accounts? There are mechanisms to do that. We don't think that's the most effective way, but there are Lifestyles Unlimited members that choose to do that. We're not telling you it's right or wrong. All we do is we show you what the best results are. What about home equity? Do you own your home? I mean, if you're renting, you don't have home equity, but you may have equity in your home, and that equity may be trapped. Maybe now's a good time to consider refinancing your property. I mean, interest rates are incredibly low. I've never seen them this low in my lifetime, and I'm old. So take a look at your home equity. Maybe you own investment properties. You already have a couple of rentals. And there are a lot of people that own rental properties that come to Lifestyles Unlimited because they want to understand how to invest more effectively, or they want to go faster, or they want to get involved with multifamily. So take a look at equity that you may have in your rental properties. You may have too much equity in those properties to where your returns are actually diminished. You may be getting better cash flow, but you're not leveraging the properties correctly, and therefore you're not getting the best returns that you could potentially get. We go over all that stuff in our financial freedom course when you become a member. So take a look at the equity you have in your rental properties. Take a look at other areas where you may have money. I mean, one of the places I look, I had a ton of whole life insurance, and I paid a lot of money every month for that whole life insurance, and that whole life insurance had a cash value to it. So when we made the decision to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, that was an area that I had a lot of money. I had a lot of cash value in those policies. And what I found was I was able to replace those properties with term life insurance that cost me a whole lot less. Now, there's no cash component to those, but it provides me the protection that I was concerned about. So maybe you've got whole life policies. Maybe you've got a bunch of, I don't know, gold sitting around. Maybe you've got a bunch of jewelry that, you know, you inherited, and there's value there. Maybe you look in your garage. Maybe you've got a vehicle that was free and clear. I mean, in my case, I had a beautiful BMW motorcycle that I very rarely rode, and it was just sitting in the garage, depreciating month after month. So I took it down to the dealership and I said, what can we sell it for? And they said, huh, we can sell it for this price. And I went, let's get it sold. Next thing I knew, it was sold. And I had a big bundle of money available to me that I can invest in real estate. So take a look at what your resources are. Very important to understand where you're at. Another thing you need to consider are your desires. You know, Lifestyles Unlimited, we say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So consider your current lifestyle. Where are you at with job satisfaction? Where are you at with income? Are you satisfied with the income that you're making? Maybe you desire more income, or maybe you love doing what you're doing. And by investing in real estate, you can get yourself to a point where you're in control again. What lifestyle do you hope to have for yourself or your family? Very important question to ask yourself. And here's another one for you. How much passive income would you need to meet or exceed your monthly expenses? Because that question right there determines what it is you need to acquire in passive income to effectively retire yourself. Because when you effectively retire yourself, that's when you're in control. That's when you decide whether you go back to work or not. Or if you change jobs, you go and, you know, maybe you love working. I know a lot of people that enjoy working. It's a passion for them. That's what they do. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's something very important you need to consider. And you need to be able to understand what your initial plan should or could be. Remember, one of the rules, well, we have three basic rules, I should say. I'll just give you all three rules that we follow as real estate investors. Whatever you invest in must cash flow. You should never lose money on an investment. If you do it correctly, the way we teach you, you won't lose money on the investment. And the final rule is you can't get rich slow. Once you start the process of investing, you will start moving faster. Once you get more comfortable, once you get more properties under your belt, it will naturally go faster. And you know, there's a couple things that you need to consider. Do you want an immediate focus on high cash flow for maximum cash flow influx now rather than later? Or do you want an immediate focus on properties that will provide you with capital gains so that you can grow real estate holdings and possibly move out of single family into multifamily? The specifics of reaching your goal need to be mapped out. And your mentor is very important in this process. Your mentor is somebody who has been there, done that, got the t-shirt. They are there to assist you. They are ready, willing, and able to help. And they desire to help you succeed. So when you sit down with your mentor, you should have an idea of what resources you have, what desire you have, what your initial plan is, and maybe go in with a framework of SMART goals that you can talk about with your mentor so that you can establish the specific roadmap that you need so that you can obtain your goals in a timely, specific, and measurable manner. Those are all the things that I keep in my toolkit. And I'll tell you what, the thing about goal setting, once you set those goals, the other thing that you need to keep in mind is you have to go back and revisit those goals. Determine whether or not those goals are still adequate for you. What I found was that I was able to achieve my goals much faster than I thought. Put me in an interesting situation. I had to go back and rework my goals, which reworked my objectives, which reworked everything. And it wasn't very hard. Real estate investing is not difficult. We will show you everything you need to know. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and get everything you need to get started. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.